Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, collecting contributions for 10 local food banks during a holiday food drive this month. Donations will be used to purchase bulk foods. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Nancy, I have seen food porn of a degree of quality I haven't seen in quite a while, and I have you and your friend Pravi and a photographer by the name of Ken Lambert to thank for it. It was that fabulous holiday recipe piece that you did in the Times last week.
Yep, our Sunday cover in the Pacific Northwest magazine was quite the treat this week, I have to say, because we had a lot of wonderful things in there, including cookbook ideas from us, but in addition, 14 recipes from Seattle chefs. So we decided this year to ask some of our favorite chefs to offer us some of their favorite recipes. But the thing is, we had to test those recipes. So a group of us, not just Providence, Cicero, and myself, made these recipes at home. And most of them came out fabulously. Many of them had to be tweaked heavily. And a couple of them, I got to say, hello, Maria Hines. I love your porcini creme brulee, but it didn't work at home for me. That's one of the most delicious dishes at her restaurant Tilt that I had ever eaten. And I couldn't reproduce it at home, despite her kindness of offering up the recipe. But she did share with us a great recipe for Dungeness crab salad with candy cranberries. Did you see that?
I did see that. I made little notes about the ones that grabbed me the most. I love collard greens, so I've definitely got to try the collard greens.
Yeah, and I tested that one. You definitely have to do that one. That's great. From Renee Erickson, from the Whale Winds. That was a wonderful
beautiful
dish.
And I want to try the roasted rabe with fingerling potatoes. And I want to ask you a question, and I'm admitting this out loud in front of everybody on the radio. Never really been quite sure what rabe is. Is that the same as broccolini?
Actually, it's rob.
Excuse
me for living. That's broccoli rob, which is different from broccolini, is a crossbreed between, I think it's an asparagus and gailan, actually, Chinese broccoli and asparagus, and something like that. Anyway, that's a crossbreed, and it's trademarked, and it's different. Rapini is the Italian word for what we're talking about there with that rob.
Is that a whole separate plant than a broccoli?
Yes, absolutely. Same family. It's a brassica family, but not the same dish.
Okay.
But Pravi tested that one, and I actually was at her house for dinner the night she made it. And it was delicious, also with potatoes and pimenton. But the one dish that was really incredible was the roasted lamb shoulder with a bourbon rosemary glaze from Jason Wilson. That took a lot of tweaking, too, but, oh, man, it was delicious. And I would use that rosemary glaze separately. You don't need to make it with that, with a giant shoulder of lamb. But I do that with just a plain old pork roast.
Oh, that would work fine, yeah, wouldn't it? And speaking of which, the one that really had me slathering was the roast pork belly shrimp and grits dodge that you had in there. That looked so good.
With the shrimpy goodness. That was
shrimpy
from Dustin. Dustin Ronspies from Art of the Table, and his brother Derek Ronspies, who has the new restaurant Le Petit Cochon in Fremont. That was a delicious dish. I didn't test that one, but man, did I ever taste it. Even the leftovers were delicious.
Unless and until my wife and my cardiologist elope together, I'm just going to have to eat that one only in my dreams. And you say this issue is still on the stands?
You should be able to get your hands on that. That's this past Sunday's issue. And there's a wonderful online version of all of these recipes at seattletimes.com. Okay. And the one recipe, I got to say, if there was one that I would, it's a total keeper, it's the scallop ceviche with avocado and lime granita from Charles Walpole at the Blind Pig Bistro. Oh, my God, it was so good. And I'd eat it. It would be a great New Year's Eve appetizer.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy.
He says Rabe.
She says Rob. Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.